The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Okay. So hello. Hello and welcome, dear friends. It's lovely to be with you, practice together. All of us coming together from different places in the world. So for today's practice, what I would like to invite us to consider in our practice is both how compassion, how suffering, how challenges, how ouches are both personal and also impersonal. I was having a conversation earlier today with a practitioner that since has been inspiring to me, so I wanted to share that with you, these images, these ideas, that a lot of times, you know, our confusion, our sorrow, our pain, or those of others can feel so personal. Our I'm sorries, like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ouch, ouch. Or the I'm sorry that other people have for us. I'm sorry that they have. I'm sorry I didn't treat you the way I would have liked to treat you. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. Or maybe the I'm sorries that we have, the sorrows that we have. I'm sorry that I wasn't the person I wanted to be or show up the way I wanted to. I'm sorry for myself or for others. These expressions of perhaps sometimes regret that can turn into shame, that can turn into shame. What if we heard, what if we really allowed ourselves to perceive, to hear these expressions of I'm sorry, whether it's for ourselves or others, we heard it as an expression of sorrow, not one of shame or blame, but one of expression of sorrow, sadness, suffering. And what if, as if we listen to it with the ear of Kuan Yin, ear of compassion, the same way that Kuan Yin, this embodiment, this paragon of compassion, it is said that Kuan Yin listens to all the cries of the world, all the sorrows of the world. So what if you had this image of, say, a conch shell and listening, you know, the way it seems like when you listen to a conch shell, you hear the sound of the sea, you hear the sound of the ocean, all of that. You're like Kuan Yin, you're listening to all the sorrows, all to all the I'm sorries, both yours, others, all of humanity's, both yours, both the sense of personality. How personal these sorrows are, the I'm sorries are, and also how universal the human condition, how challenging it is to be human. We can't be perfect, none of us. We all make mistakes, all of us, everyone. Ourselves, others, mistakes we've made for ourselves, we've let ourselves down, we've let others down. Other people might have let us down. All these sorrows, all these sorries, all these I'm sorries, listening to them through this conch shell with the ear of compassion, as if the Buddha or the Kuan Yin. So in this way, hearing the impersonality, both the personhood, the particularities, as well as the universalities, not taking it so personally, The heart can relax. The heart can relax when we realize that this is part of the human condition. These sorrows, I'm sorries, are part of the human condition and can open up our heart to compassion and care for ourselves, for others, wherever it's needed. It's the human condition after all. Do we know a single person who's never been sorry, who's never made a mistake? No, of course not. That's preposterous, right? What a silly question. Is she asking? Of course. But often we think we're the only person. Oh my goodness. I'm the only person. Or this. Say, if there is a mistake somebody else has made, it's just this relationship that's entangled. So that's the basis of the guided meditation I'd like to offer tonight, which is both recognizing the humanity, the particularities, as well as the human condition. In all the sorrows, all the sorries becoming sorrows, deserving of compassion, not shame, not finger pointing. Wherever there is a sorrow, the right answer is compassion, salve of compassion. So I think I have said enough. So I'd like to invite us into a guided meditation. And whether you're new, or you've been practicing for a while, all you need to know will be shared with you. So let your heart relax. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whether you're sitting, whether you're lying down, standing, and landing, arriving in this moment, arriving here. Here. In this body, however the body is, inviting the heart to relax, inviting the body to relax, being gentle. Time to take refuge in ease and care, not setting too many expectations up. And if there are a lot of expectations, be kind to yourself, dear soldier. If you expect yourself to march on with compassion, have humor. Of humor, of gentleness. Connecting with this body, the sensations of sitting. First and foremost, connecting to the body. Feeling your feet. If you're sitting in a chair, the bottom of your feet. If you're in a cushion, your legs connected to the earth. Restful. Oh, dear earth. Dear earth. Let yourself, your feet relish this connection. The richness of the sensations in this moment. There's a whole world sensations greeting you. Inviting you to luxuriate in this connection, sense of connection to the earth. As if this is the most important thing. No need to move on. As if your feet, your legs are giving praise. Thanking the earth for holding them, for holding you. This is it. And let your weight also be released onto your sit bones. The entire weight of your upper body, your eyes, your forehead, your jaw, neck and shoulders, hands, arms, releasing. Ah. Nowhere to go, nothing to do in this moment. You are home. Home in this body. Feeling the breath, welcoming the breath. Like a soothing lullaby, the abdomen, the sit bones. Your legs, your feet. This in breath, this out breath. And let's spend just a few minutes to till the soil with the breath in this body to settle, to arrive even more before we turn our hearts to the practice of compassion. And if your mind is wandering with thoughts, it's okay. Know that this is part of the human condition. Minds wander. Can you be kind to this mind? Oh, dear mind. Like so many other minds. Releasing gently the thought balloon. Letting there be another minute of calm, spacious, settling. Now I'd like to invite you, if you would, to continue to stay in the body, connected with the breath. Feeling your abdomen. Let yourself feel in your body, not in your head. Let there be a felt sense of maybe something that the words or the feeling of regret or the words I'm sorry has come up for yourself. Maybe there's something you really wanted to get done today or the past week and you're just not getting to it. So there's a sense of, oh, sweetheart. This being who is me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know this is important to you. Could be anything else. Offering this, I'm sorry, gently to yourself. And letting yourself feel maybe the ouch or the sorrow, sorry, sorrow in the sorry. Not in the form of shame or blame, but this too. The river, the ocean of human condition. It's not always the way we want it to be. What if you are listening to it, listening to this, I'm sorry that you've offered yourself through this conch shell. Listening to all the I'm sorries, the sorrows of humanity, all the beings who are in the same situation or have been numerous. Part of the human condition. It almost, for some of you, might feel joyful. It's like music. Oh, this is part of the music of being human. Well, it's not that heavy or morose. It's just part of being human. My voice added to so many listening to it. As if Kuan Yin, the Buddha, was listening. Taking heart that you too, you're part of this amazing, mysterious ocean of humanity. You're not separate. You are uniquely you, and yet so human. See if your heart can open to holding, to hearing this with kindness. Maybe forgiveness if it's needed, if it's available. Maybe a sense of strength. It's not just you. No need for shame or blame. Sense of power, strength. In recognizing your rightful place. It's okay. You're fully human. Fully beautiful. Fully imperfect. It's okay. You're doing the best you can. And you've done the best you can, given all the causes and conditions of your unique humanity. Could have been any different, it would have been. Each breath. Letting there be ease, care, warm-heartedness for yourself, this ocean of humanity. And now if you like, you can stay with yourself for the rest of the time. With this being who is you. Needs the most holding, compassionate, bearing witness today. For those of you who like, to offer some bearing witness to someone else in your life who recently might have offered you an "I'm sorry." You can listen and follow these suggestions, invitations. Bring someone to mind, or maybe recently offered, "I'm sorry," in words or in actions to you. Again, not going to the most difficult, challenging person or situation. Something a little lighter that is not going to unsettle you in this moment. This is a gradual practice. Easier later to more challenging. So choose something easy. Let yourself, as if again picking up the conch shell, listening to the "I'm sorry," this expression of sorrow, sadness that they didn't live up to their values, who they want to be, the care they have for you. The respect they have for themselves. As much as possible, listening with the ears of compassion, the ears of Kuan Yin or the Buddha. This "I'm sorry," this expression of sorrow, both uniquely theirs, offered to you. And one of the sounds in the ocean of humanity, ocean sounds. We are not perfect. We do our best. We often fail. Is it appropriate in this case, especially if the person who's offered the words "I'm sorry" has a lot of shame or guilt, especially to offer them this gift of hearing them out, listening to them with the ears of Kuan Yin, the ears of compassionate being? Especially if it's someone we care about. Maybe in this way of hearing, we offer it back to them as a different way of being in the world, not with so much shame or blame, but taking heart. And trying, failing, learning, forgiving, and trying again. And for the last minutes of this practice period, picking the proverbial conch shell again and listening to all the I'm sorry's, sorrows. Yours included, the sound of the ocean of humanity, as well as the other person you thought about, all of them. So many intentions, expressions of goodness, imperfections, imperfect causes and conditions. Listening to it all, as if Kuan Yin, with the heart of compassion, listening to the cries of the world, with tenderness, with appreciation. Sound of the ocean, it's like this, to be human. There are joys also, 10,000 joys, 10,000 sorrows. It's like this, being human. It's heartbreaking and it's beautiful at the same time. This kind of listening, bearing witness, can extend our capacity of our heart, for ourselves, for others, for all beings. How mysterious and amazing to be human, to hold witness. Be conscious. And contain infinitudes, infinitudes. More than we realize we are capable of. Offering our ear, our heart to the world. To ourselves, to others, as a gift or kindness. Our ease as much as available. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, know the goodness of their uniqueness and that whatever they're going through is a part of being human, part of being alive, conscious, this mystery. May all beings everywhere wake up. Their eyes opening up, their ears opening up to beyond their little shell of their own life, to how magnificent it is to be swimming, to be a drop in the ocean of humanity. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice, for picking up the conch shells, listening to yourselves, others, all of humanity. So we have some time for reflections. If you like to share, you can raise your hand, your Zoom hand. You can raise your, you can type in chat. If it's just typed to me, it'll be private. I won't read your name, just your reflection. If it's typed to everyone, I'll read your name also. Jamie, please.
Yeah, for some reason, I just got really locked into imagining people in marginalized groups or who have experienced trauma, who have been conditioned to feel sorry, not for what they've done, but for who they are. And, you know, I felt anger, but some of it was directed at the members of that group. You know, it's like I wanted to say, you matter. But it, I mean, it felt like angry. I'm just wondering if you can comment on, you know, those you know, people in those categories.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for what came up for you, Jamie. Something that I'm hearing actually here in what's come up is I would turn the compassion first towards yourself, because in what you're describing, you're the angry one, right? It's the projection of anger. It's an anger. It is said that anger is like picking up a hot coal, right? It's, you're the one burning clearly here. So that's the first thing to notice. Ouch. There's suffering here. Ouch. There's suffering here. So when the mind gets off kilter with anger in this way, there isn't enough balance to offer a listening ear or even any support or the wise action. What would be the wise action you would take in the real situation, not just in your meditation, but in the real world, if you are having actual interactions and what you're hearing, which I'm taking has inspired what came up in your meditation, to actually take the appropriate steps, the appropriate response, and stop being locked in to this anger. Yeah. How does that land?
No, thank you. And, you just helped me see where that came from. Actually, it's, you know, I need a little upekkha practice, I think, because it's a someone who really matters to me, who falls into the sort of, you know, has experienced some unfortunate things in her life, and I took it on in a way where when she didn't change because I wanted her to, I was frustrated with her. So I think that's a carryover. But thank you. Starting with compassion for myself always seems to help.
Yeah, brilliant. I appreciate the light bulb going off and supporting the person, because through your equanimity, then you can actually, through conversations and your listening ear and bearing witness and letting them see through the reflection, your mirror, that them blaming themselves is not the solution here. There's more I can say, but I think that you can support them more by bearing witness, actually. Yeah, great. Thank you for that. Yeah. Any other reflections? You can also type them in chat, either to me privately or to the whole group. Dawn.
Thank you so much. And two things came up. And when you said, at one point you said, this is it. And I found that it was very evocative for me. And it's sort of like, it's sort of motivating in a way. It's like, this is it. And the other thing is, I think myself and no doubt others are often at war with ourselves. And and I'm sort of interested in thoughts on a practice to, and I'm sort of thinking, okay, I'll try a practice for 6 months or a year, or just sort of try to melt this a little bit. And anyway, there's no doubt different ways to do this. And one book that comes to mind, I think it's called Good Morning, I Love You. And the author of the book pretty much said, you know, I didn't believe this at all. And it's sort of the fake it until she made it kind of thing. Anyway, I'm interested in your thoughts. Over.
Yeah. There's a lot in what you're saying, Don. So it's the faking it until you become it. That's the other thing I like, actually. Instead of you make it, like, until you actually become it, you practice it. And yes, definitely there is this, you know, I think I've said that before, that I dedicated about a year of my practice, primary practice, to be metta and compassion. And it was a beautiful, wonderful year. And I do recommend that to people, actually, a certain amount of time, to just dedicate themselves to this practice and see the potential of it. And yeah, being locked in to just so many different states, to so many different perspectives. So instead of, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but little by little by little by little. So basically, I'm offering encouragement. If you feel called to do this, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, in daily life and in sitting practice. Yeah, thank you. So, let's see. One request from one of the members. If folks want to walk around and otherwise move around a lot, maybe they could turn off their camera, please. Yes. So yes, please. That's in general, if you're about to move a lot on Zoom, some people can get a headache. So I think it would be wise to turn it off after you've been settled, turn it on again. So, as a way of kindness, offering kindness to others. So let's, who is the author of the book Don mentioned? Don, that is a question for you. If you would kindly put that in chat while I create the breakout rooms. So the breakout rooms, a size of 3 roughly, and the invitation always is to just share something from your own experience, not managing, handling other people's experience, just saying something that you want to say from your own practice. And you offer one nugget, somebody else will offer another nugget, and then another person another nugget, and they'll go around and round a few times. So, and be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And I still haven't seen Don. Maybe when we come back from the groups, Don will have that information, or I'm sure we can find that by Googling it also. So if it's not here in the chat, no problem. All right, I'm going to create the rooms. There it is, Shauna Shapiro. Good morning, I love you. Great, thanks. So I'm going to open the rooms. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Again, just speaking from your own experience, not managing or asking questions from others. And if other people comes their turn, they just want to hold silent witness, offer compassion and kindness, that's perfectly fine. Always have the conch shell of compassion for yourselves and each other available tonight. Okay, here we go. Opening the rooms. And the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. And we just have about a minute left. So are there any questions, comments? Burning to be witnessed, to be expressed, please raise your hand or write it in chat. Anything you noticed, any gift to offer to others, the aha moment. Serena.
Thank you. What arose for me was that, you know, I can have compassion for someone's "I'm sorry." But there's also the case of the sorry not being the kind of sorry that is a transformative kind of sorry, but a quick way to try to eliminate the problem they have caused.
Yeah, I hear you. I knew that was going to come up when I was giving the instructions. So I was trying to, let me say something very quick about that. So it's really the difference between an authentic and an inauthentic sorry that you're bringing up. And I was trying to be careful in the guided meditation to say, we're not talking about the inauthentic ones, like, "Well, I'm sorry." Like that wasn't a part of this guided meditation, but I completely, it was more about the blame and shame that some people have. Like, "I'm so sorry. I really messed up." That's what this was about. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So thank you all for your practice, for your sincerity, for your working with us and picking up the conch shell to listen to yourself and other beings. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. And now I stop the recording.